I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Kevin Carr.
And this is It's Movie Time, awards season time.
It is.
If Beale Street Could Talk, this little film won Best Supporting Actress for Regina King, who played the mom.
Yeah.
And had two nominations at the Globes. This is the Golden Globes.
Yeah.
One for Best Screenplay and one for Best Drama.
Yeah.
So, Kevin, talk to me.
Yeah, well, I hear it also won an award from the Columbus, Ohio Film Critics Association.
Well, no, thank you very much.
Yeah.
Yeah, they made it the best film of the year.
Yes.
There are about four reasons why you and I ought to talk about it.
See, it's hitting all the big lists. It's directed by Barry Jenkins, who did Moonlight. It's his follow-up film. It's a love story between this couple living in Harlem in the 1970s.
That's correct.
She's pregnant, and he has to go to jail for a crime he didn't commit. But it's not about the social justice system. It's that love story. It's their story of getting through that. So in a world that we have today where there's so much focus on racial inequality and the criminal justice system, and yes, this does take place in the 70s, it is about their relationship.
Being tested to the limit.
Absolutely.
She is pregnant. They are not yet married. He is off to jail.
Yep.
And she is intrepid. She is going to fight to get him out of jail.
Yep.
And in fact, the promises both from her and her mom, who takes a trip to Puerto Rico, very dangerous trip, to try to get the lady who had accused to recant.
Yes. It's a heavy story.
Yeah.
Which you'd expect from the director of Moonlight.
As beautiful as it is, it's almost too beautiful. The two of these people are not only too beautiful looking, their romance is so sweet.
It's pristine. It's perfect.
Oh my gosh, Kevin, it seems unreal to me.
I don't consider it the best film of the year. Part of it is it feels very much like the follow-up film for somebody who made a movie like Moonlight, where Moonlight was this little movie, low-budget film, came out of nowhere, no one expected to win anything. And it suddenly becomes this phenomenon. So this one just looks so gorgeous and has such a great cast. And it's not to say it's too perfectly done, but it feels exactly like where that would go. And there's a certain amount of rustic charm that Moonlight had that this doesn't.
There was something to be discovered in Moonlight. If Beale Street Could Talk is a beautiful film, there's something a little bit unnerving about how beautiful it is.
I mean, the book's written in the 70s by James Baldwin. So it would have been less of a cliche back then, but it feels very almost, it's too easy because there's a scene where they talk about it and then they cut to a shot of the cop who, even though it's not proven, we know this guy just like made him up because he was picking on him for a past event. And he's exactly what you'd look like for a gritball racist cop who's going to frame somebody for
a white cop who was out to get a black kid who he has seen before on the street. The way Jenkins lets him present himself is if he is a totally bad guy.
That's not what the story's about. The story's not about a racist cop fingering this guy for this crime. It's such a side element to this overall love story. Right. And so it does feel kind of cheap. But then again, like I said, it was written in the 70s. When James Baldwin did this, we were in a very different place. And that was something that just didn't feel like it had been done on every sitcom by this point. And so I think that's the struggle you have adapting a piece that's this old initially.
Well, I'll tell you, you can't leave this film without having a sincere, caring, loving relationship with Tish and Fonny.
Yeah.
Tish, played by Kiki Layne, is just a beautiful, new to me, actress.
Mostly, with the exception of Regina King, a lot of the people in this film, you've maybe have seen them, but they're not A-listers. They're not people you'd recognize necessarily.
And it reminds me of what really good acting is. Mm. I believed, Kevin, these two actors were in love.
Yeah.
They have such a caring, loving relationship. She is so devoted to him. Mm-hmm. He is such a good guy that I leave there thinking this is a love affair to be remembered. The focus that Jenkins takes really is on the loving relationship between the two.
Yeah, everything else is sort of peripheral. Yeah.
So anyway, Kevin Carr.
Yes.
If Beale Street Could Talk, what grade would it give itself?
I think that Beale Street would get a solid B.
And I'm going to award it a B+, just so that people know we don't collude.
It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando. Listen to the full shows and read reviews online at WCBE.org.